Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. 9 people were shot and wounded early today at a 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. It's just the latest in a rash of mass shootings that left more than a dozen people dead and 50 others wounded in shootings over the past 3 days alone. President Biden again calling for stricter gun reforms after all of these deadly shootings.
Biden made the comments Tuesday at an event in Washington, D.C.
And assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, extensive background checks, they're part of the answer. They'll make a big difference.
He also released a statement marking 1 year since the July 4th parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, that left 7 people dead. Biden highlighted attacks in Pennsylvania, Texas, and Maryland, which have killed at least 10 people in recent days.
Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino defending Elon Musk's decision to limit the number of tweets users can see. Yesterday, she tweeted, "When you have a mission like Twitter, you need to make big moves to keep strengthening the platform." Severe weather threatening the central U.S. from Illinois to Colorado. Forecasters say severe storms likely today from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock and west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Heat alerts posted throughout Florida and in the desert southwest, the Phoenix metro area expected to bake under highs from 112 to 116 all the way through the weekend. Toyota says it's made a huge breakthrough in battery tech for electric vehicles. The automaker says it's found a way it believes can give a car a range of 745 miles on just one 10-minute charge. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Police in South Carolina say a 69-year-old woman was killed by an alligator while walking her dog on Hilton Head Island. The local sheriff's office said they found the victim's body at the edge of a lagoon near a golf course and that they had to remove the alligator before recovering the woman's body. Former Smallville actress and NXIVM member Allison Mack out of prison early. Mack sentenced to 3 years in 2021 on racketeering and conspiracy charges. The LA Galaxy defeated LAFC in front of a record-breaking crowd at the Rose Bowl yesterday evening. The 20th edition of the El Trafico rivalry drew a crowd of over 82,000, shattering the MLS single-game attendance record of a little over 74,000 set by Charlotte FC last year. Vietnam's Barbie van over a scene that reportedly shows a map of the South China Sea may be spreading to the Philippines. Vietnam's Film Council banned the new Barbie movie on Monday because it shows the so-called nine-dash line in the South China Sea, indicating China's territorial claim to the body of water. which Vietnam says violates its sovereignty. Film regulators now in the Philippines threatening to join the Barbie boycott. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Hey, looking forward to our next interview coming up, Steve Barry. New York Times bestselling author. He's back. His new book, The Ninth Man, it's a Luke Daniels thriller with Grant Blackwood is the co-author. Luke Daniels is in London between assignments with the Magellan Billet when he receives a frantic call from an old friend, Jillian Stein, who's in trouble. She made a mistake, and now her life may be in danger. She needs Luke's help. That's the setup. Steve Barry joins us now, and he'll finish the rest of the synopsis. Hey, Steve, good to have you back with us. It's been too long.
Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, another hot turning page book that you presented for us, The Ninth Man. So I laid out just a couple of sentences here, to bring people up to date of where we are with the story. So I'm going to let you finish it up.
Well, it's a good adventure story. It deals with one of my characters from the Cotton Malone series, Luke Daniels, and we've branched mm-hmm. him out now to have his own series.
Uh-huh.
Luke's a little younger than Cotton, a little less experienced, can get in trouble, a little more impetuous, that kind of thing. He's mm-hmm. fun. He's fun to have in the Luke. I've had him in the Cotton book since the Lincoln Myth years ago. Mm-hmm. Now he has his own book, and he gets caught up with something that's fascinated me for years. It's the Kennedy assassination. And this book
right.
is going to deal with a theory on the Kennedy assassination that I dare say most readers will not be very familiar with. It's an interesting theory. It's not mine. It was published in a book in the early 1990s, a book called Mortal Error.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that theory in the novel here. And, when I first started out, I thought the theory, I don't know about this. But when I got
right.
done with the research and spending a year with it, I have to say it makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of stuff about that theory that answers a lot of questions. And so Luke gets caught up in that. And
mm-hmm.
I think the reader's going to have a lot of fun with this one.
Well, it's easy to get caught up in this. I mean, this is one that has been going on for how many years now? And and hundreds of people who have come near to solving this suddenly disappear under weird circumstances. The whole truth and nothing but. And after 888 pages of the Warren Commission report, people still have their doubts. And just like a series undoubtedly that'll be in the future for you, Steve, and that'll be about the 2020 election. Somehow you're going to have to get Luke Daniels involved in that as well. That is going to be another one of those, theories that are out there that, as I often say on the show, is that when facts are missing, theories and opinions can run rampant.
That's exactly what happened with the Kennedy assassination, because the Warren Commission, it wasn't set up to solve what happened. It was mm-hmm. set up to calm the nation down. And the idea yeah. was to tell the nation that it was one shooter. One thing, no conspiracy, everything's fine, it's all over, we've got it under control. And in that regard, the Warren Commission was very successful in making that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the regard of trying to get to what happened that day, they were holes in it. There are a lot of unanswered questions. There's a lot of stuff in there that makes no sense. A perfect example, there were eight people in Kennedy's predictive detail, and then add on to that three more local policemen. So there were 11 people there. We added a ninth man to it for our purposes, but there were 11 people there. The Warren Commission only interviewed two of those. They didn't even interview the 11 people who were closest to everything that happened. They didn't even ask them any questions. They didn't even do anything with them. It's another example. Jack Ruby wanted to talk to the Warren Commission. He said, "I will talk to you." They refused to talk to him, which makes no sense. Why would you not talk to him? Why wouldn't you not find out what he had to say? They wouldn't do it. And Alan Dulles, who served on the commission, made a comment at the time. He said, "What does it matter? No one's going to read this anyway." And he was wrong on that. People did read it. They're still reading it to this day.
Exactly.
And they're still doing it, and it's still full of questions. The two congressional investigations that came afterwards were likewise muddled. Same thing. They already had a conclusion. Now, their conclusion was just the opposite. They were trying to conclude there was a conspiracy. So they fashioned everything they did to in that regard. So we'll never know. That's the sad part. Everyone's dead. They're gone, and we'll never know.
Well, Steve, when President Trump was in office, this was the year that all the information was supposed to have been released.
Correct.
And he released half of it. And
he was going to. That's right.
Okay. So, inquiring people want to know why. Why do you think he changed his mind?
It is a good question, because he said, "I'm going to put it all out there." And then I think it was over a weekend, and the first of the next week, he changed his mind, said, "I'm not putting that out there." So there's a good question. What's in there? And the theory we use might help explain that, by the way. Might actually help explain why. I don't want to talk about the details of the theory because I don't want to give away the novel, but it could very well explain why that's not being some of those documents are not being released. I'll give you an example of what happened that day, and this does not give away anything in the book. At the time,
because you have to buy the book, ladies and gentlemen. See, we're teasing you here. This is going to be a couple of segments where the tease. Exactly, because we're not wasting Steve's time here, man. We got him here.
Whole idea here. And,
exactly.
On November 22nd, 1963, it was not a federal crime to kill a president. Today it is, but it was not on that day. So that was a Texas murder. And jurisdiction for that murder was in Texas.
Exactly.
Yet the Secret Service, at gunpoint, took the body and left and refused to let the medical examiner have the body, refused to let anyone examine the body. They took the body and they left. They got to Bethesda and they performed what may have been the most horrible autopsy in history, because it basically told us nothing. But consistent with the theory we're using, it might have been the greatest autopsy in history of what they did. So they learned, you learn nothing from the autopsy. Most of the photographs and a lot of the records of that autopsy are gone now. So there's just a couple of examples of things that happened that day that are very interesting that make a lot of sense when you put it all together, as the man who wrote Mortal Error did.
Well, clearly, like anything, like 9/11 or any other tragic incident that has occurred, January 6th, there is a government-approved narrative that must be followed. And when it seems when the government steps in, get out of the way. Not just in your book, but in so many others, there are some consistencies. And the consistency, as you mentioned, is spoken of in all these other books and other volumes of the assassination, is that the CIA wanted to take over. The feds wanted to take over, and that was a contest between, you know, who was going to have control of the body. Was it going to be the government, or was it going to be the state of Texas?
Well, the government got it.
Yeah, and that's just for starters. Because now you got all this other stuff. I mean, we've got a bullet that's in a gurney that somehow mysteriously shows up. There's just so many things that come up that just bring up more, potential rabbit holes for the Kennedy assassination, right?
more questions on questions on questions. And as I said, the theory we use a lot of those questions in an interesting way, in a way I think
right.
will surprise the reader, and I know
exactly.
it's me.
Going to break. More from Steve after this.
Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
With you. We're talking to New York Times bestselling author Steve Barry, who has teamed up with Grant Blackwood for the first time to deliver this page-turning, I'll tell you, you will not be able to let this book down. I'll give you a warning, because this captures you, and especially if you've had any interest whatsoever with the JFK assassination. This has gone on and on, as we talked to Steve. This is the problem with things that are left out there that are never solved, where, you know, the whole truth and nothing but is out. And you know how it is when you deal with your kids and your kids are kind of lying to you. You just don't you just can't, you may let it go just for the sake of argument and think, okay, we'll revisit it later on, but it just keeps gnawing at you. Well, this has been gnawing at us for well over 50 years, everything that has to do with the JFK assassination, and so Steve decided to bring it back to the frontal cortex of our minds one more time, and talk more along the line of this theory that involves the ninth man, and it is in fact Luke Daniels' thriller with two more to come. Steve, you've captured us once again.
Well, thank
your fault.
You. I mean, the time from 1963 to 1964-5 was a different era. I mean, we trusted our government back then. We were, this is pre-Watergate, so there was and secrets could be kept, and the press was kind of under control, and they were able to do these kinds of things. They were able to conduct investigations that basically did nothing. Unfortunately, now as we look at things much more critically, we look at it in a different light, and we can see how poor a job they actually did from the standpoint of getting to the truth. They did an excellent job in calming everybody down and making it go away.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't gone away. We're 60 years later,
right.
We're still asking those questions.
And that seems to be the problem when your ambition or your objective is to calm people down. You really avoid what people really, what really is going to calm them down is the truth. But now we're in that Jack Nicholson moment. You can't handle the truth, right?
Pretty much. And back then, though, you had three networks. The nightly news was 30 minutes long. And, everything was very condensed and everything was very different. Where today, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all over. And we have the Internet. We have, billions of people engaged with billions of other people, and it's a different world today. But the sad part.
Yeah, but even still, we're back. Even though we have so much more and so many other channels of information available, it's like what's been said is that there will be that time in life where we get to the point where knowledge will abound, but we'll know nothing. So we got all this information flying around, right? Yeah, exactly.
It's overlooked. And not only that, today you have to be a critical analysis of the knowledge you're receiving.
Yes,
where
exactly.
Back then it was fed to you, like things like the Warren Commission, which basically fed out a line that they created and they put it out there. Unfortunately, it's not correct. It's wrong. There's too many unanswered questions for anyone to say, yes, this is the truth. This is actually what happened.
Well, being a former Marine and knowing what it takes in terms of shooting a rifle, and you're talking a store shelf rifle that Lee Harvey Oswald used, and to be able to do this, I mean, they've had sharpshooters go in and try to duplicate what Lee Harvey Oswald was, had contended, was said in the Warren Commission that he did. And it's hard. I mean, they were able to duplicate it, but I mean, they had to use several experts in order to even get close.
The theory of mortal error came from. And in 1968, CBS News commissioned 11 sharpshooters to go and participate in a test, and they duplicated what happened that day. These are sharpshooters who are familiar with the weapon and trained.
Yes.
Oswald was familiar with the weapon and semi-trained, but he was far from being a sharpshooter.
But he's a marksman. A marksman is the lowest passing grade for a Marine utilizing, that rifle.
These 11 were experts at it, and they fired it, and only one hit the target three times.
Mm-hmm.
Only one. And that's the guy who eventually went on and wrote Mortal Error. It got him thinking. It got him thinking. You have like 7 seconds, and that's a bolt-action rifle, so you have to pull it back, engage it, pull it back, engage it, and the scope was off. The FBI determined afterwards when they test-fired the weapon that Oswald's scope was not lined properly. So he actually made the shots, with an improperly lined scope, which is very interesting.
Yes, exactly. Well, you see, and again, this is what leaves these questions. And as you said, during that period of time, even though I think that, we had a lot of trust in the likes of Walter Cronkite and other, news anchors. The level of, respect for them was high. They were obviously, being fed information, and we just went along with it. We just, we were all, you know, horrified by, you know, what was going on, that a president of the United States would be assassinated in Texas. I mean, it was incredible.
It was the first event that happened and went unfolded live on television.
Yes.
We never had that before. I remember as a kid watching it. It was every day for a week. It's all that was on television on all three channels was that. And it was the first event like that of its kind. Today we look at that as commonplace, but that was not the case then. And America was enthralled by all of
this. And then as if that's not enough, you get the assassination of Lee Harvey Oswald.
On television, right there. I remember watching it.
Yes.
You know, and right there. So it's just, it was one of those seminal events in history. Unfortunately, we'll never know the truth from it, but there's some interesting ideas, and the one we use in the novel I think is fascinating, and I hope it gets the reader to engage a little more. The book we took the theory from is referenced in the writer's note in the back, so if you want to read that actual book, you can go get it and take a further look at things.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we've had several conversations with Clint Hill. Clint Hill, of course, was the agent that jumped on the back.
One of the ones there, yeah.
Right, yeah. He jumped on the back of the limousine. They weren't sure. I mean, Jackie was scrambling from the back of the limo, and you know, there were. I think you, without exposing anything, I think you stated that some people have reported that she was, you know, trying to get some of the president's brain matter back. You know, that it splattered all over the place. And, and so Clint jumps on the back and, and then off they go. But, yeah, it's really interesting. And to this day, it makes for some interesting conversation because the theories abound, you know, on this. And you bring one of them entwined in the Ninth Man with all the other mystery that, supports and lines up with this, that, that this is. Regardless, I mean, in and of itself, like they say, it's not so much the event; it's the cover up of the event, right? That's the worst event.
A lot that happened afterwards, and all in all, The Ninth Man is a great, fun entertainment. It's designed to entertain you. It's not a textbook and all, but it does deal with something interesting from history that's real that should get you to go like, "Whoa, I didn't know that!" And you'll get to meet Luke Daniels, and you'll get to enjoy an adventure that starts over in Belgium and goes to Luxembourg and comes back over here to the United States. And it's just a fun adventure. It's fast paced. It's good. And like I said, we've got two more coming, and so they're on the way.
Can you give us a little idea, a little preview on the next one?
Yeah.
Where's Luke going to be at? We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Second book deals with Russia and with something I've always found fascinating. It's called The Lost Library of Ivan the Terrible, which is actually a real library that disappeared in the 15th century. And I've been wanting to put it in the novel for a long time, and so Luke will be dealing with it next summer. It's called Red Star Rising. And then I have a new Cotton Malone book coming in February. It deals with something I've been fascinated with, that's Bitcoin.
Wow. How much fun for you that you've got this kind of material to work with, Steve?
It's great. It's wonderful.
It's just endless, huh? It's great.
I hope
it continues. And it's great for us. Steve, how can people be in touch with you?
They go to the website, steveberry.org. Everything's there.
Okay. And also you can get your hands on the book, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezShow.com. He's the New York Times bestselling author of the Luke Daniels thriller. Of course, we're talking about Steve Berry and his new book, The Ninth Man. Steve, thank you as always. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. 9 people were shot and wounded early today at a 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C., just the latest in a rash of mass shootings that left more than a dozen people dead, 50 others wounded in shootings over the past 3 days. Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino defending Elon Musk's decision to limit the number of tweets users can see. She tweeted yesterday, "When you have a mission like Twitter, you need to make big moves to keep strengthening the platform." Severe weather threatening the central U.S. from Illinois to Colorado. Forecasters say severe storms are likely today from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock, west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Heat alerts posted throughout Florida and the desert southwest. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Been so much discussion about an EMP strike and what would happen. Well, William Fortune is back, New York Times best-selling author of 1 Second After, with 5 years after. This is the follow-up. It's a John Matheson novel, and of course, this is 5 years after the final day. The Republic of New America has all but collapsed into regional powers, and the world at large is struggling to remain stable as regional conflicts ravage the post-EMP landscape. After several years attempting to lead a quiet life, John Matheson receives the news that the president is dying from a possible assassination attempt and is asked to step in to negotiate with what appears to be a new military power hidden in the wreckage of the world known as the New World Order. Fascinating stuff. William Fortune joins us now. William, welcome back. Good to have you with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance
to
connect.
Good to see you again. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Fascinated. Again, there's been so much conversation, Dr. Fortune, about, EMP attacks. And, of course, you brought this to bear in your first book. But now here we are 5 years later, and here's the aftermath that we're dealing with, right?
Right. The whole post collapsed 5 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you've been fascinated by this man. As a military historian, an expert on EMP strikes. I mean, somehow this whole idea and concept of an EMP strike has really caught your attention, and it will not let you go, right?
Unfortunately, yes. I've written 4 books on it now. Just very quick shorthand for those who might not be familiar. EMP, electromagnetic pulse, it's generated by detonating 1 to 3 small nuclear warheads above the Earth's atmosphere. Sets up an electrostatic discharge called the Compton effect, hits the Earth's surface at the speed of light, and then shorts our power grid out. And according to one government study, 5 years later, 80% of our power grid would still be offline because of the damage created.
And I think that when we talked before, the devastation that would happen even inside of the first 12 months is horrific, right?
Well, yeah. You know, you can almost call it a Maslow or a hierarchy of needs for society.
Yes,
let me
exactly.
ask you a question. Where do you get your water? When you got up this morning, where did the water come from?
Go to the sink. Well, the sink in the refrigerator, but primarily it comes out of a special depository from our sink. Yes, it's filtered.
Yeah, it's a machine hidden behind your sink.
Right, exactly.
Almost everybody, well, we're all dependent on water, of course, but if the electrical grid is down, the water pumping no longer works, and within a day or so, cities are going to be running out of water. A typical town, about 20 days worth of food on hand, they're going to run out of that. We run out of medication. We run out of this. We run out of that. It turns into a disaster within a couple of weeks.
Well, and you think of where America is right now, where we have, you know, more guns than people. I mean, if it gets down to that level of desperation, it's going to be madness. I mean, lawlessness will abound at levels we couldn't even imagine, William.
Well, I'll ask a personal question. Do you have children?
Of course. Yeah. I say of course, but I do. Yes, I have children.
Suppose your child hasn't had water for 2 or 3 days, and you see somebody with a six-pack of, you know, bottled water. How far are you willing to go to negotiate with him to get one bottle of water for your kid? Even the most law-abiding citizens might be turning lawless within a matter of days.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the thing about desperation, right?
Absolutely, yes. We become desperate in a time of crisis. You know, you got to remember, electricity is the fundamental building block of our society. Take it away, we're in deep trouble.
Yeah, because it's not just water. It's everything. It's so pervasive to your point here. I mean, at every turn, the dials of desperation are being, you know, tightened up on you, right? Because, you know, you say water, you say food, you're talking safety, you're talking, you know, banking. Obviously, you don't even have access to your money anymore. I mean, all this stuff goes south in a second.
Well, do you remember Sandy hitting New York 10 years ago? And the next day, people were standing in front of McDonald's waving $100 bills just for a stack of hamburgers. And
right.
McDonald's manager is trying to explain, I can't run my store. I don't have any hamburgers. What do you do? This is where it gets kind of scary.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is, and so 5 years after, let's give the people a rough synopsis enough to intrigue them to where, you know, they have got to run, not walk, to their nearest bookstore or, you know, however way they get their books and get to it right away to get their hands on 5 years after.
Well, it'll be coming out in August, and 5 years after is literally, as the title says, it looks at the world 5 years after a major EMP strike basically destroys America and how small towns are trying to gather together to put some semblance of stability back into their society. And the main character, John Matheson, gets caught up in the middle of this. Mm-hmm. One, the president of the United States is dying actually from cancer. That was a mistake with the public release. He's dying from cancer, and John Matheson has to possibly take over. What does he do? He would much prefer to be back in his small town of Black Mountain, North Carolina, college president at Moncrief College, which is a real college, and live his life there. But he gets called onto a larger stage.
Right. And so with the president dealing with terminal cancer, John's given the choice, but it's almost a command that he's got to take over the reins of government, right?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that he who desires power should never be let near it. He who doesn't desire power is the person you want to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very much my character, John Matheson. He doesn't want to do this, but he's being forced into it.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely a message in that concept in and of itself that we need to be reminded of, William. And the reader, I'm sure, will appreciate this because, you know, this is where we are today, you know, in terms of what our founding fathers, here day after 4th of July, and what our founding fathers had envisioned, you know, for those that would serve the country. They were really, you know, servant leaders. Coming out of, leaving their farms or leaving their place of business for a designated period of time to serve the country and then go back and, go back to their plows, go back to their businesses and live under the very rules they created. There's just something, there's just something very positive and redeeming about that possibility. But it's been a long time since we've experienced it here in this country.
Well, look at the great example of George Washington. As soon as the war ended, he turned around, resigned from the military, and just went home. He gets called back to be president. Serves two terms and says, I'm going home. That's it. I don't want this.
Right.
And a great quote from King George III, his former enemy. When King George III heard that George Washington had resigned from office after two terms and gone home, George III said, if this is true, he is the greatest man of this century.
Wow. Yeah. Says a lot right there, doesn't it?
It sure does. Those days of people stepping forward to lead, but then resigning and going home. Look at Harry Truman. When Harry Truman left office, he went home and he found out one day, he didn't have to pay for postage anymore because he got free postage. So
right,
what was that for? I just want to go home.
Yes,
I'm
exactly.
Some of our leaders today.
Yeah. There's simpler times, and especially I can imagine having lived, with Truman or any of the other presidents that have lived under that pressure of 4 or 8 year in the Oval Office. Wow. I'd want to go home and have a therapist nearby, I would think, just to kind of clear my head. That's just me speaking, you know. Exactly. Dr. William Fortune is with us, and we're talking about his new book, 5 Years After. He is a New York Times best-selling author of course, the book before, 1 Second After. Stay tuned. We've got more details right after this. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, we're talking about the results of an EMP attack 5 years after. Wow. I mean, there's been so many reports on if America had an EMP attack, the devastation that would take place even in 1 year is such that it's hard to imagine what it would be like 5 years post an EMP attack. Well, William Fortune has been engaged and his focus has been on that topic alone, an EMP attack. Of course, his first best-selling book, 1 Second After, really brought this into focus, and even more so now with his follow-up, 5 years After. William, again, you know, thinking what would happen in the first year and how this would cull the herd. I mean, there are many schools of thought, and particularly from a certain group of people, that are convinced that, you know, the planet has way too many people around, that it's unsustainable. Their heads were, you know, exploding when we got to 2 billion, much less 3, and now we're at 8 billion. And they have been predicting the doom of this planet ever since, and even more so with much more hysteria that, you know, so an idea of the herd being culled, whether it's by an EMP attack or otherwise, somehow offers some kind of, I don't know, some kind of weird, you know, kind of perverted solution, I guess, for them.
Well, you know, I remember last year a big article in New York Times about have to bring the herd back to 500 million people to sustain the planet, to which my response has always been, does that include you, your children, and your grandchildren?
Exactly.
You know, the elite, the alleged elite, they'll do a lot, preach a lot of things, but does that include them? And then it becomes a different story.
But they're not going to answer that question. You know that. Right. So, but meanwhile, they keep throwing out all these threatening things. Although it's interesting because it makes you wonder at the dinner table if one of the, provocative kids asked that question. Hey, Dad, you know, we heard you talking about, the destruction of 90% of the planet. What does that mean for us around the table? I mean, are we going to be okay?
Well, that's the problem.
Right.
That's why I always, you know, urge people that are listening that might be familiar with it or not, everybody should have a stash of emergency supplies on hand, particularly if you live in storm areas, hurricanes, tornadoes, things like that. You should have at least 2 to 4 weeks just to get you through the initial crisis and hope things get a little bit better. That includes food, water. Big thing for all of us is anybody on medication. How many times have you been down to only one or two pills, and then you go to the pharmacy, suppose the pharmacy no longer works?
Mm-hmm. You bring up a good point because we've experienced some supply chain crises in the last couple of years, you know, with COVID and everything else. So, yeah, it kind of brings to mind the importance of all this, you know, where before you would get those warnings, they might fall on deaf ears and go, oh, William, you know, you're just being hysterical. It's just, but, you know, we've experienced a lot that's opened up our eyes as a result of this pandemic.
Well, you know, it's called the expectation of normality. Nice round term there. Everything worked this way yesterday. It's working this way tomorrow, today. We assume always it's going to work this way tomorrow. That's not necessarily the case. You have to be a little bit more proactive in protecting yourself and your family, for starters.
Like, you could really count on the government after all that they've shown us in the last, you know, the last 5 years. I mean, you know, they bumbled this whole deal with COVID. They've used emergency authorizations in order to limit our liberties and freedoms. And we're turning everything over. And now the latest thing, William, I don't know if you were aware of this, but the Biden administration is working out this, you know, kind of backroom deal with the WHO. They were one of the worst. And now Biden and the brain trust of our government believe that if any future pandemic should come around, that we must yield our sovereignty to the WHO. Because they proved so worthy of that responsibility during the recent pandemic, right?
The one that set me off last week that I was actually shouting at TV, you got to be blanking kidding, is this, the Biden supporting this. We'll spray the atmosphere with fluorocarbons to block out sunlight so we can lower the planetary temperature. That is absolutely insane, but they're serious. There's always unexpected consequences to anything we do. Do I want the government literally spraying the atmosphere? This is a conspiracy stuff. Look it up on the news. It's there today.
Exactly. Well, see, but this is the problem with you know, some of this. I mean, and it's so ironic that they're the ones that are jumping up and down and yelling against misinformation, and they're the greatest purveyors of it. I mean, they throw out all this, you know, all this theory on us, and you know, and you go, well, where's the proof? You know, climate change, we're going to turn America upside down. It's industry upside down, go totally electrical, abandon, you know, fossil fuels when not that long ago we were energy independent. We didn't have inflationary problems like that were going on. And, you know, here we are, you know.
Well, the look at the energy situation. 3 months or so before Trump left office, he mandated the DOD, DOE, and all the other alphabet soup things to come up with a comprehensive review of what to do in case of an EMP or a coronal mass ejection and start putting this into place. The day Biden took over, he killed it on the first day. Now we're spending $1 trillion on green energy, but we're not spending one dime on updating our electrical grid system. Our electrical grid system is 40 to 50 years old. We're pumping electricity in a system made in the 1970s, 1980s. That's madness. And then also, we're not stockpiling key components that can be replaced quickly. Guess what? They're made in China.
Yeah. Well, you see, and this is the thing. I mean, you know, Trump, like him or not or whatever, but what he brought, you know, into the consciousness of the American people was to be a little bit more forward thinking. I mean, even, you know, even considering, like you said, here it is, we have turned over industry, things that we were going to need if we go to war, we've turned them over to our enemies. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, he was all over Angela Merkel for, you know, surrendering her energy sector to Russia. So what are you thinking? What are you doing? You know, that is stupid. But yet here we are, you know, throwing stones in glass houses when so much of our resources have been sent to, you know, players that are not necessarily allies and looking out for our best interests. If anything, they're joining up with the World Economic Forum, the Russians and China to take America off its perch.
Well, you know, let me make a quick analogy. December 7th, 1941. It's the evening of December 7th. Pearl Harbor's been bombed. We're going to war. Imagine if the president is sitting down with Joint Chiefs of Staff. They say, you know, Mr. President, yeah, but we got a problem. All our aircraft carriers are made in Japan. All our planes are made in Germany. Now what do we do? That's where we're at this moment.
Right. Exactly. And so here we are. I mean, and this is where 82 million people have got to get their head on straight to realize, you know, what kind of people are we putting into office here? You know, are they looking out for our best interest? How vulnerable? It's just like you said earlier. What about your kids? You know, what about, you know, go ahead.
I'm praying for some new faces because look at our current president. He has been a politician his entire life since he was in his early 30s. And whether we like him or not, we need more innovative young thinkers to be going into government and trying to do something positive. But the other problem is the bureaucracy is so massive, nothing's getting done. The key things that we should be doing are not getting done because the bureaucracy is choking us.
Right. Well, because, you know, like we talked about in the first segment here, what is the objective? What are we trying to do? Are we here to serve the people or to be served? And it never works when you are, you know, when it's all about you and you enter into government to serve the people. That's what our founding fathers had intended, but it's been turned upside down. Everything's been so inverted. So, you know, in order to go in and clean up this mess, I mean, this is a huge mess to your point. The paradigm, the bureaucracy is so well entrenched, you know, I just think, you know, even like the seat of government, I think one of the first things you do is you move out of Washington, D.C. Adios. I mean, find some other place to move to and let's start and, you know, start all over. I know that sounds pretty crazy, but I think that's what we got to do because the whole area is so infiltrated with this kind of stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would refer to it, that I think it's just going to take some extraordinary leadership in order to get us out of this mess.
Maybe we have to agree with Musk and go to Mars. Fact, yeah, I'm a great fan of Musk because he shows what an individual can do and an innovative thinking to create a car industry and going to Mars.
And the thing is, to your point, it's still there. I mean, we have this available. That's what we love about this country. But we cannot let it slip through our fingers and be turned over to a select few that think they know better, to put all of our, you know, put all of our families, to put our future, to put our treasure and our very honor at risk here. William Fortune, his book, 5 Years After, will be linked on our website. Thank you, William. Take care.
It's simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination.